All right. I was going to do this yesterday on the 1420 podcast, a little special edition here of the show for you guys today. But cooler heads prevailed, and I didn't do this yesterday because I felt that maybe I'll give the New York Yankees, I'll give them one more shot to redeem themselves and get out of this slump that they're mired in. 5-10 start to the year. They were 5-9 before the game started yesterday. Things aren't so bad. But all of a sudden, you're at 5-10, and things looked worse. You had the 30-some million-dollar man on the hill. He did his job as he always does. Cole's great. But then you get guys like Aaron Hicks who forgot how to play baseball. You get guys like Frazier who forgot what cutoff men were all about. And then a lackluster effort by the offense once again. And it's getting late early, as Yogi said, and I said on the 1420 podcast a couple of days ago, that it's not good. The record bothers me, but the record isn't what's really concerning. It's how they got to this record that bothers me. I'm going to go start organizational structure, the way that this team is put together. It's not good. Ever since 2017, when they were a hair away from going to the World Series, and no good cheating Astros kind of defeated that whole thing. But since they got rid of Girardi, brought Boone in, they've regressed. They've been in the playoffs every year. They lost in six games a couple of years ago. Last year, they lost in the wild card to the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays have their number. For some reason, the Rays are better at baseball than the New York Yankees. That's really disturbing, considering the Yankees have two guys who make the entire payroll of the Tampa Bay Rays. And I don't know how that works out year after year after year. The Yankees spend, and don't get anywhere. It bothers me that Tampa can just put out anybody. It doesn't even matter who they're putting out there. They lost a couple of players, a couple of pitchers with Snell and Charlie Morton, and they're still kicking the shit out of the Yankees on a yearly basis. The Yankees made the playoffs last year in the shortened season. They were 33-27, I believe. That's only six games above 500. That's not $220 million worth of baseball, in my opinion. There's something wrong with the system, the team that Cashman built. And I'll go right to Cashman. He inherited some World Series teams. He's had some good teams in the past, but they haven't done anything. I'm not saying you got to win a World Series every year. It'd be nice, but the roster construction isn't there. We'll start there. Let's start with Giancarlo Stanton. I said on the podcast a few months ago that the Yankees are never going to win a World Series as long as Stanton is on this team. That payroll hit, it's a lot. It's $30 million bucks for what? For a DH that needs maintenance days and the muscle man. Yeah, he hits home runs. He has three so far this year, but I think he's only hitting 160 or 170. I looked it up earlier. Don't want to be a stats nerd, but yeah, he's 205. Who cares? Whatever. The Mendoza line. He hit a home run on Friday. It was 8-0. He hit a home run. He does that all the time. Yeah, he got a solo shot yesterday in yesterday's game that helped. Maybe the things were turning around for the Yankees, but then come out and strike out the next three at-bats and just waving at balls. And you go to Aaron Judge, another guy with lots of talent, obviously. That big body takes a beating. He plays good defense, made a great catch yesterday. But his strikeouts, it's crazy to me how much the guy strikes out. LeMahieu got the RBI single yesterday, a run scored, two guys on, and he waved three pitches that were in the other batter's box, and he's not even close. Like, he is not even close right now. He had a nice series against the Jays, but the team strikes out too much. Torres has 16 or 17 strikeouts already. Even DJ LeMahieu who's not having a DJ year yet. He's hitting 280. Like I said earlier, a guy like Hicks, he's forgotten how to play baseball. And I thought it was a good deal when the Yankees signed him. I can't remember the dollar value, but it was a pretty reasonable deal. Hey, this guy's good. And it's not a huge dollar amount. He's terrible. He's popping things up, striking out nonstop. And then defense yesterday, why he didn't catch that fly ball and then he bobbled it. And it just, it ended up being just a complete wreck of an inning for him that cost Cole two runs and cost the Yankees the game, basically. And when you're only getting what, if you got to have Cole only giving up one run every game, you're in trouble, because if you aren't scoring at least two, three runs a game, your pitching staff's going to get taxed. And this pitching staff isn't good enough. They're the New York freaking Yankees. They have Cole and then a big hole after that. Nothing else. They are awful. Kluber isn't the guy he was 3 years ago. He pitched one inning last year. This Taillon guy didn't pitch at all last year. 700 and some days, Tommy John surgery. What were they thinking with this roster, this construction? Then they have Montgomery just coming off Tommy John. Severino might be coming back in January or in June or July. And they don't even have a fifth starter. They're the New York Yankees. They don't have five guys starting pitching. A couple of guys that aren't even starters because they go four innings. Kluber and Taillon go four innings, and they aren't good quality innings. It's not the team construction is terrible. I understand the Steinbrenners wanted to get under the salary threshold, I guess, and reset the whole thing. And I get it. And I would be pissed if I was the Steinbrenners as well, because he spent, what, billions of dollars in the last how many years, and they don't have a World Series title, don't have a World Series appearance since 2009. Not even an appearance. I mean, lots of teams don't either, but they aren't spending money like the Yankees do every year. Spending money doesn't guarantee you championships. You got to build the minor league system up. And this team just doesn't have it. These days off that these players are getting for maintenance days and all that. Why does Bryce Harper play every day? Why does Mike Trout play every day? Why does Machado play every day? They don't need maintenance days. We're only 15 games in. They've already given Stanton, who's just a freaking DH, three of these maintenance days. Judge has already been getting them. They're giving them to DJ LeMahieu when there's a day off the next day. Get those guys in the lineup. And I can't blame this all on Boone, although I'll talk about Boone too. Boone was hired, I believe, I could be wrong, to be a yes man for the nerds, the analytics guys, and for Cashman. Whereas Girardi wouldn't do that. Would this team be better with Girardi? I think so. These guys are so pampered. That's how athletes are nowadays. I really believe that. Athletes and franchise structure is like that. But on a night in, night out basis, these guys aren't performing and nothing's happening. They don't look like they're... Could you imagine if Billy Martin would walk into the locker room after that crap that they put on the field on Friday night? It's disgusting. It's absolutely horrific the way they're playing baseball. And like I said, the 5-10 record doesn't bother me as much as how they got to this 5-10 record. They strike out too much. They don't pitch well enough. They don't play good defense. And that can't be fixed overnight. It's insane to me how a team could go from the pitching staff that they had in 2017. Yes, they get older. CeCe retired. Tanaka went back to Japan. They should have re-signed Tanaka, given what he wanted. He was a hell of a Yankee. Whether he wanted out or not, their stories differ there. But I do not understand how this team can go from a great pitching staff, because Happ wasn't bad either. Don't kid yourself. Happer had some good outings for the Yankees. This pitching staff, they have one freaking guy. One. And he can't pitch he can't pitch strike or shutouts and one-run ball games all the time. Like it's crazy to me that they have one starting pitcher and then a bunch of nothings. They're the freaking Yankees. How you spend $200 million and not have more than one pitcher? And they're not even paying Judge yet. They're not paying Gleyber Torres. And Torres, you don't get a free pass either, because you've been horse shit. And I know you're a second baseman, but you've been horse shit for the last year and a half. Horse shit. The way you swing the bat, the way you play defense has been terrible. I think this is another opinion of mine. It's my show, so I have my opinion. The second that they let Didi go, the second they said he's gone, Torres started to put more pressure on himself, and he's been horse shit ever since. But why does Torres get a free pass and nobody and all these other guys are held accountable? The only guy who's not playing right now is Luke Voit. home run title last year in the shortened season. Void ain't changing this team. He strikes out a bunch too. Void isn't going to be the savior for this team. He's not Tino Martinez. He's not Bernie Williams. He's not Derek Jeter. He's not Jorge Posada or Paul O'Neill, the Warrior. He's none of those guys coming out of the dugout to change this thing and change the way this team is playing. They don't seem to care. And that is so concerning. Was Boone the right hire? I don't think he was. I don't think he was. Not for this group. I love Brett Gardner. But if they didn't want to trade Frazier for pieces and parts a couple of years ago, he was untouchable. Now he's not even playing. Yeah, he struggled, but you got to let the kid take some swings. The second they brought Gardner back, I'm glad that he was brought back for sentimental reasons. And I think it's fantastic. But winning ball games is more important, and building for the future is more important. This team was lined up to win championships with an S, not a championship, championships. And they're not even freaking close right now. The amount of times that they strike out on a nightly basis is disgusting. They're supposed to be hitting home runs. They're tied with the Baltimore Orioles for the home runs in the American League. They have the worst record in the American League with the most strikeouts they've ever had after 15 games. If that's how you build your franchise, and for right from the bottom up, there's something horrific with that. Put the ball in freaking play. Do something, because these guys are striking out, and they're getting guys on second. They know if they just throw. Who's that guy who pitched yesterday for Tampa? Just throwing lollipops up there. They couldn't hit him. Trying to hit it to freaking stands, for Christ's sakes, would be a foul ball to stands, but you know what I mean. Trying to hit it to the dugout across the street. I do not understand the philosophy that this team has in the last 3-4 years. They were so close in 2017, and that team was a great team to watch. And Didi Gregorius is right there. And Didi was the perfect guy to come around after Jeter left, and he led that team. And don't say that he didn't, because Didi was the face of that franchise, and he was a great player. People who say that he was bad defensively, they're full of shit. Didi was a great player. He was great. He's a great shortstop, and he took the pressure off the rest of the guys. Calming influence, that smile was everything. The second they let him go, look what's happened. They've been horseshit. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't understand how this team can have nothing going for them. Nothing. It's not entertaining to watch. They're not even like that. They're allowed to get 10. Think about this. They're allowed 10,400 or 500. I think it is. They aren't selling those tickets. Do you think if this COVID thing wasn't happening, that they'd be getting 30,000 on a Saturday afternoon? Not a freaking chance. I remember watching old YouTube videos and old games that are on. Yankee Stadium was empty when the team was horseshit. But they're the flavor of the week, and they're the Yankees, so people go. But you know what? They aren't going to go if people are losing. People aren't going to. They're not. Cashman put together a horseshit team right now. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope it changes. But right now, this team is absolute horseshit. They can't pitch. They got the Atlanta Braves coming in for two this week. There's a good chance they're going to lose those two games too. Schedule eases a little bit after that. And then they got, I think, Detroit, Baltimore, and there is somebody else in there that they should be able to handle. But they've lost four of their first five series. The only team that they beat is Baltimore. They can't beat Tampa. They can't beat Toronto. And those are in their division. So they can't beat Tampa. Are they going to catch Tampa? Probably not. It's getting late early, folks. And I don't get it. Most of you probably are going to turn this off soon or laugh about it, that I'm bitching about the Yankees, and because most people hate the Yankees. But am I giving up on this team? No. They're my team. I'm going to watch through and through. But there's something wrong. And I do you bench somebody? But then what? Then what? Who do you put in? Jeter ain't coming through the door. You know, like I said it before, none of these guys are coming through the door. I don't know. The pitching staff, how they don't have pitching, I don't understand it. How they don't have they picked up Rougned Odor. One of the played for one of the worst teams in baseball last year. He couldn't stick around Texas. Now he's hitting 170 for the New York Yankees playing. He's starting second base. That's your plan? Rougned Odor? It's gross. It's absolutely gross how Cashman decimated this team. And if it's just how good of a manager was he in the past, or general manager? If all he did was throwing money and throwing money and throwing money, I can do that freaking job. Something's got to happen, because right now it ain't good. I ain't giving up on the Yankees yet, like I said, but right now it's not good. And I hope I'm wrong, and I hope this team comes around. But right now, the way this team's constructed and the amount of times they strike out with no pitching staff, and they play bad defense. Odor's a bad second baseman. Gleyber's been a shitty shortstop. Hicks yesterday was disgusting at outfield. Judge, you don't know how many games he's going to play. Voit's an average first baseman. Sanchez, you never know what's going to happen. And Higashioka, meh. This team's not that good. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they come around, because some people still think, you know, but 5-10 isn't insurmountable. They've had some bad records in the past and come back and won 100 games. But the way they're striking out right now, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know. It's frustrating being a Yankees fan at the best of times, because the ridicule you get. But right now, I just don't see it. And I hope that, like I said, I hope that things turn around soon, because it's getting late early, like I said, and Yogi said it best. It's getting late early, and I don't have high hopes right now. I really don't. Start with the Atlanta 2 tomorrow. I think Acuna Jr. is out, so that's a bonus. He's got a strain oblique or something, so he's out, or abdominal strain or something, so that'll help. But that team plays with enthusiasm, and they're good, and they can pitch. So chances you'll see 10, 12 strikeouts. Think about that. Out of 27 outs, if 13 or 14 are strikeouts a game, you aren't winning. You got to put the freaking ball in play. Don't swing for the moon. Yeah, there's a short porch in right field, and the Yankees have benefited from it. But you got to put the ball in play and just hopefully maybe get an error. You never know. Like it's astonishing to me how it's gotten away from the Yankees in a horrible way. But we'll keep cheering, and hopefully we hear the New York, New York, and Frankie singing a little bit more often. It's got to some victories at the stadium, but it's tough to watch this team go through it. And like I said, it's been a gradual decline since 2017. With some playoff appearances that haven't really gone anywhere, and they were so close with that. The Baby Bombers, well, the Baby Bombers aren't so freaking young anymore, and it's hard. It's really hard as a Yankee fan to see how close they were to being not very close as of right now. It's the 19th of April. A lot can happen till the end of September. So, anyways, go Yankees, and we'll see what happens. There's my rant for the day. I had to get it off my chest. I was going to do it yesterday, but I did today after another Yankee loss yesterday. So here's hoping things turn around. Take care of yourself. Well, take care of each other. More importantly, take care of yourself if you're around. Keep your stick on the ice, and don't swing the high ones. We'll be back with you tomorrow with Dave, the Rick Award, and 1420 Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcasts. Have a good night, folks.